Because even just, you know how, what would usually happen is you have like this vehicle that's moving around with a megaphone. Mm-hmm. Hey, vote for Hope Temba and Shan Shan, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if also getting to experience that, and maybe what people are telling the people, or should people just vote based off a political party because how much they like the person without even hearing exactly what they have to offer, but because I just like Hope seems like a nice person. She dresses well, she talks well, I think she's going to be the best. But what do you plan on doing? What do you plan on doing? Is that message being communicated with the constituents there, the electorate generally at national level?
Mm.
That's a big question that we are asking here. But let's keep the conversation going via the Phoenix FM WhatsApp line, 0978-895-895. We appreciate the calls, the messages that have come through so far. We'll break off for the news at 8, which is coming up next. The time right now is 8:01.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. NPA recovers over 48,000 assets since 2022. Lawyer warns ECZ Simbo directive could trigger litigation. And in global news, US-Iran strikes intensify after American patrol helicopter downed in Hormuz. To present the news at 8, my name is Christine Ngusha. The National Prosecutions Authority, NPA, has seized a total of 48,454 assets since the operationalization of the Financial Crimes Court Division in 2022. In a response to Phoenix Press Query, Director of Public Prosecutions Gilbert Peary, however, said the authority has not yet attached a monetary value to the forfeited property as most of the assets are not valued at the time of trial. Mr. Peary says a directive has since been issued to law enforcement agencies to ensure that all case trials involving property are accompanied by valuation reports. He has revealed that the recovery property includes 127 real estate assets, 230 motor vehicles, 36 motor bikes, 3,618 bicycles, 3 aircrafts, 1 boat, 17 firearms, 44,359 pieces of logs and timber, and 40 gold bars, further stating that of the 127 real estate assets, 71 are houses, 3 lodges, 41 apartments, 2 commercial buildings, 4 farms, and 8 plots. Mr. Peary added that the remaining bulk commodities include quartz, manganese, copper concentrate, copper wire, brass pellets, and copper zinc mix. He adds that the full financial value of the forfeited assets will be determined once the required valuations are completed. Lawyer James Mataliro has warned that the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, risks more legal challenges over its decision requiring independent candidates to change campaign symbols after campaign materials have already been printed. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mataliro says the directive is unfair because the commission was aware of the symbols in advance and should have issued guidance before nomination filings and the printing of campaign materials. He says candidates who have already invested in their campaigns are now being forced to make costly adjustments without adequate notice. Mr. Mataliro insisted that ECZ reviews its position and allows the affected symbols to be used by independent candidates and political parties as an amicable way to handle the matter and avoid litigation.
If they had any reason those symbols were not available to be used by either independent candidates or political parties, they could have indicated prior to people filing in their nominations. Now, it is a source of concern because to turn around, people have printed their campaign materials and then they should be changing. It's quite not fair. In my view, it's quite not fair. I don't see a situation whereby any one of the aggrieved persons or parties not going to court. They may choose to go to court if such an issue is not addressed in an amicable manner. But in my view, I would really call upon ECJ to reconsider their position.
The SADC Truck Drivers Association says a little progress has been made in addressing challenges facing drivers since the establishment of the driver's desk at State House last year. Association President Eugene Dovu has told Phoenix News that while efforts have been made to follow up on long-standing concerns affecting truck drivers, no tangible measures have been implemented so far. Mr. Lovo noted that truckers had high expectations when the desk was created, believing government intervention would resolve many of the issues affecting the sector. He has emphasized that the transport sector is the lifeblood of the economy and that drivers who play a critical role in keeping goods moving deserve better treatment and improved working conditions. Mr. Lovo has since urged government to intervene in addressing drivers' conditions of service, including salaries in the public transport sector and those employed by foreign-owned companies.
We have not realized as much as what we expected earlier when it was pronounced by the head of state that he was going to create a desk at State House. Remember, this was done to sit on the same desk so that the many challenges coming from these different sectors, such as the petroleum sector, cross-border truckers, bus drivers, coaches, we want to appeal to government to take advantage of law hanging through. I know there are so many issues that do not need cabinet approval now that parliament was dissolved. So if those issues that could translate to some bit of comfort to our members are attended to, will be good to go.
President Hakainde Hichilema last year established the driver's desk at State House to address concerns affecting drivers across the country. The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has called on the Ministry of Education to conduct a comprehensive performance assessment of the school feeding program, particularly on how food stocks are being managed in schools. CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelabai says the program remains a critical intervention in improving access to quality education, especially in rural areas where many learners attend classes without adequate meals. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Mukelabai said proper diets play a key role in children's cognitive development and contribute to better learning outcomes, making the program essential for healthy learning environments. She, however, expressed concern over reports of poor implementation of the program in some communities, citing possible weaknesses in accountability systems, meal frequency, and the quality of food provided to learners. Ms. Mukelabai said there is need for stronger monitoring and controls to curb alleged pilferage of food stocks and generate evidence that will help improve implementation as the country prepares for the next national development plan.
It is important, I think, at this point, especially as we are going into the development of the next national development plan, to assess the performance of the school feeding program. There have been some challenges at the community level where they reflect poor implementation of the school feeding program. Our position is that it may be very useful to do an assessment of how this program has performed. It may also be good to double check how stocks in the schools are managed for greater accountability and as well as controls in terms of the stock that is taken there to support. It may be good to check the frequency of the meals that are being provided to the children